Leviticus chapter 3, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. And so the third of the so-called pleasing aroma offerings is the peace offering. Unlike the burnt offering, the peace offering could be a male or a female. It was a voluntary act of gratitude to God for all of his benefits. Verse 2, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priest, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And so the ritual follows that of the burnt offering. Although with the peace offering, the worshiper announced why he was bringing the sacrifice as he laid his hands on the animal. It may have been an answer to a prayer or something like that. 3. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks and the caul over the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And so the ritual differed from the burnt offering with regards to what was consumed by the fire. Remember, in the burnt offering, everything was consumed, symbolizing the offerer's complete dedication to Christ, and of course, I should say to God, and it pictured Christ's dedication to God too. With the peace offering, the kidneys and the fat on them, plus the fat on the intestines and on the liver, was burnt. Fat in Scripture symbolized the best. It symbolizes the best. And for that reason, the offering of the fat here symbolizes the dedication of the worshipers' very best to God. Types and shadows, pictures of Jesus, who of course always gave God his very best. 5. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor to the Lord. The fat, like the entire burnt offering and the portion of the grain offering, was a pleasing aroma to God. In other words, God would accept the sacrifice. Of course, the liturgy, the ritual had to be followed perfectly in order to have the approval of God, because the offerers and the priests involved were not to be allowed to deviate from it and thus destroy the type of Christ which it represented. Verse 6, and if his offering for a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord be of the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's sons shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about the altar, and he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat thereof and the whole rump he shall take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire to the Lord. The ritual of the peace offering was the same when the sacrifice was a lamb as it was when it was a cow or a bull, except that the entire tail of the lamb was burnt along with the fat. Verse 12, "And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of it, and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Lord's." The offering of a goat followed the ritual, same ritual, as that of the lamb, except for the tail. The fellowship offering is a picture of the fellowship that Christians have with God through Jesus Christ. It's referred to in the King James as the peace offering. It means fellowship. And that is such a huge benefit of being saved, not only for eternity, but for today. This offering, as I said, pictured the fellowship that we can have with God through Jesus Christ today. It is so nice to know that the door is wide open for you and God to spend time together. Know that He hears you. And it's all on the basis of His death on the cross, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 17, "It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood." Now, whether it was a sacrificial meal or a home-cooked dinner, the Lord says, don't eat the fat. And don't eat the blood. God knew, long before man discovered by science, God knew that these things were harmful to our bodies. He said, don't do it. Don't eat it.